Welcome to the first panel of this meeting of the Philadelphia Society. My name is Jason Jewell. I chair the Department of Humanities and direct the Center for Great Books and Human Flourishing at Faulkner University. And I'm pleased to be able to introduce our panelist for this session, which is titled Integralism or Christian Progressivism. And before we get started, I do have a couple of announcements. There has been a lost iPhone turned into Carissa, so if you are missing an iPhone, please see her to retrieve that. I'd also like to remind you that in Senate 2, we have the display that has been provided by the Remnant Trust of books. It'll be going on throughout the day, so please take a few minutes at some point during the day to go over there and enjoy that. Many voices on the right are telling us that America has moved into a post-liberal phase in its history. And from what I can tell, some of these voices mean that classical liberal ideas of a neutral public square and open markets simply no longer have purchase in our political discourse, and that we have to adjust to that reality in our rhetoric, in our plans. Others appear to mean that those classical liberal ideas are themselves flawed, that we should jettison them in favor of different principles, principles that would lead to government actions to promote the common good that go well beyond enforcing commutative justice and the safeguarding of the civil liberties recognized by the founders. And one of the most contentious areas of debate between liberal constitutionalists and post-liberals is that of the proper role of religion in public life, the theme of this spring's meeting. As the events of this week have demonstrated, Christianity's position in public life has become increasingly precarious. And I refer not only to the horrific mass murder that took place at the Covenant School in Nashville, but also to the reactions to that event from many in the media and government. And judging from much of the public conversation, we seem to be entering a social and political environment in which Christians doing bad things to non-Christians is the fault of Christians, and non-Christians doing bad things to Christians is also the fault of Christians. So we are in what Aaron Wren calls the negative world for the church. And one of the post-liberal groups that has proposed a different strategy for Christian political engagement in our brave new world is the Integralists. And this morning, we welcome Matthew Schmitz to his first Philadelphia Society meeting to represent this position. I'll leave it to him to explain the Integralist program. Matthew is a founder and editor of Compact, a radical American journal. Previously, he was a senior editor at First Things magazine. His writing has also appeared in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, Tablet, and the American Conservative, for which he is a columnist. He's the recipient of a Lincoln Fellowship from the Claremont Institute and a Robert Novak Journalism Fellowship from the Fund for American Studies. He holds an AB in English from Princeton University and is a native of O'Neill, Nebraska. I'd like to say that I took a chance on a Compact subscription when it first launched and have found it to be a breath of fresh air in many respects. I think it's safe to say that you will encounter new perspectives by reading its writers. Some of them are brilliant. Some of them are absolutely crazy. But I encourage you to check it out at some point. You can also hear Matthew regularly on Compact's weekly podcast. Offering a rebuttal to the Integralist position this morning is Bradley C.S. Watson, who's no stranger to members of the Philadelphia Society, although many of us are enjoying his new hairstyle for the first time at this meeting. Brad teaches at the Van Andel Graduate School of Government at Hillsdale College in Washington, D.C. Prior to that, he taught at St. Vincent College in Pennsylvania for 23 years, where he was professor of politics, holding the Philip M. McKenna Chair in American and Western Political Thought. He was also director of the college's Center for Political and Economic Thought, a research and public affairs institute dedicated to the scholarly exposition of freedom, Western civilization, and the American experience. He has held visiting faculty appointments at Princeton University and Claremont McKenna College. He has also been the W. Glenn Campbell and Rita Ricardo Campbell National Fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford, visiting fellow at the James Madison Program at Princeton, and visiting scholar at the Social Philosophy and Policy Center. He's a senior scholar of the Intercollegiate Studies Institute and a senior fellow of the Claremont Institute, and serves on the boards of directors of several organizations, including the Philadelphia Society and the National Association of Scholars. He has authored or edited many books, including, most recently, Progressivism, The Strange History of a Radical Idea, which is just out a few weeks ago in paperback, for those of you who forgot to buy the hardback edition when it came out. He has received fellowships from numerous national and international organizations, including the National Endowment for the Humanities and the Social Sciences and Humanities Research Council of Canada. He was educated in Canada, Belgium, and the United States, and holds degrees in economics, law, philosophy, and political science. So I look forward to a vigorous exchange of ideas between these two panelists. I'm sure all of you do as well. I do want to mention before we get started that for our Q&A, after the panelists have been making their presentations, we will be using the Slido app in addition to our traditional queuing up at the microphone. So if you would like to submit a question on Slido, the hashtag for the meeting is posted at different points around on the walls around the room. It's a very efficient way to ask your question if you don't like standing in line. Slido has the great virtue of disciplining you to ask a question because there is a character limit on how many things you can, you know, put into the app. So I will be reminding us all again that the Q&A is for questions, not for speeches, at the appropriate time. But let's get things started. Let's welcome Matthew Schmitz.